I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Next Friday, Upstream Theater opens with The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Upstream commissioned the indie rock band Sleepy Kitty to compose the score and to perform it, and later we're going to talk with one half of Sleepy Kitty, Paige Brubeck, with lead actor Jerry Vogel, and with director Patrick Seiler. Well, have you ever heard of beep ball? It's like softball, but the ball and the bases actually make noise. They beep, and the players are blind or visually impaired. We're going to hear about that. In a couple of weeks, Mizzou's annual Creating Original Music Project, COMP, will be held in Columbia. Bill Lackey is the managing director of Mizzou's New Music Initiative. Ben Colagiovanni and Stephanie Berg are also involved. Billy and Ben join us on a line from Columbia. Stephanie is here in the studio. Welcome to you all.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks for joining us today. Billy, let me begin with you. It was 10 years ago that this Creating Original Music project began. Would you talk a little bit about how this project works with student composers?
Yeah, I mean, this year we were very excited to have the 10th anniversary of the Creating Original Music Project. The first concert took place on March 12th of 2005. Dr. Jeannie Sinkfield of the Sinkfield Charitable Foundation had this vision of wanting to provide young composers a forum to have their music performed and give them the opportunity to create for concerts. So we created the COMP Festival, which is a statewide competition that recognizes Missouri students in grades K through 12 who compose original music in a variety of styles. And each of these winning composers in this competition are brought to the University of Missouri, and they either perform their composition themselves or we have University of Missouri students perform it for them. They are given a cash prize, and their school is also given a cash prize, which I think is pretty amazing because it allows some of the schools to purchase equipment or music or something like that that they need for their school.
Ben Colagiovanni is with us. You're currently a student, aren't you, Ben?
Yes, I'm a junior here at Mizzou.
Uh-huh. What's your major?
I'm a composition major, and I actually have what's called a Sinkfield scholarship. So I have full tuition scholarship to do composition here, which is pretty cool.
You were a student at Clayton High School when you got involved with COMP. How did all that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I was actually taking voice lessons at the time just for fun. I really didn't think I was going to do music at all beyond high school. And my voice teacher actually told me about the Creating Original Music Project. I was a junior in high school, and he said, you know, why don't you give this a shot? And I didn't really think much of it. But about 2 weeks later, I was in my high school, and I saw a poster for it. And I said, well, that's two times I've heard about this. Maybe I should give it a go. So I'm also a jazz pianist, and so I basically just got a group of friends together and wrote a tune and recorded it and sent in the record and the lead sheet and figured I didn't have anything to lose. And I wound up winning first place in the jazz category. So that was a real thrill for me because then I got to come up here to Mizzou and play my piece. And that led to me actually taking part in the summer camp that they have here that's through Creating Original Music Project. And that was really great because I got to come and spend about a week with 10 other composers and learned all about how to use Finale, and which is music notation software, wrote my first fine art piece. And from that point on, I was hooked. So I actually entered again the year after that, my senior year, and won. And now I'm here studying. So I'm very, very thankful to have gotten involved with Creating Original Music Project because I probably wouldn't be doing music otherwise.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for somebody, you know, early in their career, for sure, the experience of that. Stephanie Berg knows a little bit about that, don't you?
Yes, I do. The funny thing was that I was actually the administrative assistant for the Creating Original Music Project at the time when Ben applied. I remember receiving his application, as a matter of fact, and, you know, putting it in the database.
Stephanie, you were actually on this program. It was a year ago last January. I was out, but Jim Kircher was filling in. I did hear it, though. And you were here to talk about pretty exciting. It's amazing, really. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra was about to perform one of your works at Pell Hall.
Yes, that was a really amazing experience, and the symphony just did a fantastic job with it. It was just a wonderful thing.
So back to Bill Lackey, please. Billy Lackey. Talk a little bit about how many students are involved in this, and I want to make a point, too, that out of the 18 prizes that were awarded, a significant amount were awarded to St. Louis area students. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, this year we were very excited to have about 70 applicants apply, and within that we had actually 21 of them as winners, and out of the 21 that we have five of them from the St. Louis area. So we always get a number of applicants from St. Louis and are always excited to receive the applications. And so those students will come and have their works performed or perform their works themselves here at the University of Missouri as part of that.
Billy, I think you said something earlier, and I want Ben and Stephanie to maybe comment on it, too. You were talking about all these student composers, and it sort of occurred to me that there are more young people composing than I would have ever imagined, because it really didn't even cross my mind. I mean...
Yeah, you know, there's a very strong contingency of young composers. I think especially in St. Louis, I think it helps that we're surrounded by so many great music institutions like Jazz at the Bistro and the St. Louis Symphony, just to name a few. It's really easy for people who are in middle school or high school to get out and see and hear great music and great musicians on a regular basis. And I think the fact that we have a program like Creating Original Music Project in our state that really encourages kids, you know, someone like me, I had no experience formally, you know, writing something down and submitting it for a competition. And here was this great opportunity that I had to apply for something and get feedback on my work. And just the fact that something like that exists, I think, has created a lot of opportunities for young composers and, frankly, gotten a lot more young people interested in composing. I mean, because I'm not sure if that competition hadn't been around, if I'd even have thought about taking composition seriously. So I think the fact that you combine this, you know, not only St. Louis has so many great music institutions, but Kansas City, too, we're a very musically rich state, and then you combine that with the fact that Creating Original Music Project exists, I think that that really helps to create a community of young composers that hopefully is only going to keep growing, because the more people who write music, the better, in my opinion.
Yeah, Stephanie, you're from Parksville, which is a little river town outside of Kansas City. You just mentioned Kansas City. What do you think about what Ben had to say?
Well, one of the interesting things is that I think the Creating Original Music program allows kids to actually consider composition as something that they can do. You know, you can take art classes and you can take, you know, performance music classes, you know, choir and band and all that, but they don't really... It's very rare that schools would actually offer a compositional class where you actually get to create original music yourself. And so in some small way, and maybe not some small way, the Creating Original Music Project actually gives kids permission to create music, to say that this is something that you also can do. And it also gives kids that are already interested in that kind of thing the opportunity to be seen and to be heard. I was kind of one of those kids that comp didn't exist when I was in high school, but I was kind of, you know, dabbling in composition a little bit. You know, it was kind of a hobby. And, you know, I was – nobody knew about that, you know. But if the comp program had existed at the time, you know, maybe I would have, you know, been a little more outward about it.
Billy, this year's competition is coming up Saturday, April the 18th. So tell me a little bit about – is the competition pretty stiff?
Yeah, I mean – in some of the categories, it's very stiff. The day is extremely jam-packed and exciting, full of master classes and rehearsals and concerts. Like you said, it's taking place on Saturday, April 18th. The junior concert is from 10:30 to noon, and then the senior concert is from 2:30 to 4, and that is held in Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus. If you can't come to Columbia, we would love to invite your audience to join the live streaming. Each concert goes live about 10 minutes beforehand. If you go to music.missouri.edu and go to live concert streaming, you'll be able to log into your computer and listen to each of the concerts. And it's just to hear an elementary school student get up on stage and sing their song or perform their piano work, all the way up to a high school student that's 17 or 18 that will be coming to the University of Missouri to study composition. It's just to witness somebody fulfilling their creative potential, I think, is just amazing.
When you talk about categories, Billy, were you talking, are the categories broken down by the age of the student or the style of the music?
It's broken down by actually, so the elementary division has instrumental pieces or songs with words. In the middle school division, there's a popular category or fine art category. And then in the high school division, there are three categories. Well, actually four. The four categories are fine arts, popular, jazz, or other, but the other kind of get mixed in, and then if a piece is a religious work, we'll fit that into whichever category. category, we feel, it's whether it's a pop version or a fine arts version.
Ben and Stephanie, talk a little bit about the type of music you're interested in, the type of music you compose. And Ben, I'll start with you.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm kind of unusual in the sense that I really started out with jazz. I'm kind of a jazz pianist by trade. And I really didn't get into fine art composition until I was a senior in high school at the summer camp. So I tend to listen to a lot of jazz in my free time. But I also, you know, I'm very fortunate to be in a place like Mizzou where we get access to a lot of contemporary music. So something that's been really helpful for me as a student is we have something called the Mizzou International Composers Festival that happens every summer. And we bring in 8 composers who are usually either getting their doctorates or finishing or have finished their doctorate in composition, and then 2 what we call resident composers, and those are usually really well-established composers. So, for instance, a couple years ago, we brought in Augusta Reed Thomas and Dan Kellogg, and so it was really great because I got to spend 2 weeks kind of just listening to all of their music and picking their brains. So in terms of what I write, it kind of winds up being, I think, jazz-influenced fine art music is probably the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote a piece called Confluence last year that was premiered at the Sheldon by David Halen and some other symphony musicians. Mm-hmm. And it was designed to combine jazz and classical idiomatic features. So I think, you know, we'll see what happens because obviously as a composer, your style is always developing. But I definitely write music with a heavy jazz influence, but that still has fine art components as well.
Stephanie, what about you? And I should mention you're also a clarinetist.
I am.
So tell me about what you write.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Ben starts in a jazz influence and has moved to a fine art influence. I was actually more of a fine art person who sort of moved. I have a big soft spot for jazz. I love listening to jazz. And it doesn't always happen, but frequently there is a heavy jazz influence in my work as well. As far as describing the genre of it, that's always a tricky one. You know, I'm still a young composer, or at least consider myself a young composer. I'm pretty fresh at this still, but I always try to challenge myself to write a piece that doesn't sound like anything else that I've ever written. You know, and so I challenge myself to expand my borders in that sense.
Billy, talk about the range of the people that participate in this program. And with the history of 10 years, I'm sure you've seen some success stories.
Oh, definitely. I mean, over the past 10 years, we've seen about 216 winners. So that's a number of people that have come through the program. And people, all of the high school division students that are selected as winners for the Creating Original Music Project also get a full scholarship to our summer high school, what we call summer comp, which Ben has referred to. And so we've seen a number of students go through the comp festival, come into the comp summer program to come study with us for a week, learning finale and all the craftsmanship of writing a work in a week. And then if people have taken those over a number of years, we've seen students go on to major universities such as Indiana University, and then hopefully they'll come to the University of Missouri as well, because we see this is where we find some of the best and brightest young composers here in the state of Missouri. So it allows us access to them as well, just to see what's going on.
This year's Comp Festival is Saturday, April the 18th, 10:30 until 4 in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia. If you'd like more information, and also, Billy, you did mention, too, that the competition will stream live. And we'll have links to all that on our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. So to close things out, Stephanie, looking ahead, I know you've got something coming up in Kansas City, at a couple other places, New York and Quincy.
Yes. I think the most recent development is that the Quincy Symphony will be playing Ravish and Mayhem, which is the same piece that the St. Louis Symphony played in a couple weeks. And then a couple weeks after that, I'm going to be giving a presentation as well as having a premiere of a piano piece that I just wrote in Kansas City for the Kansas City Music Teachers Association.
We're very familiar with the group Alarm Will Sound, and you work with them.
Yes, indeed. They were actually the people who first premiered Ravish and Mayhem. It was a slightly different version than the symphony played, a chamber orchestra version.
Uh-huh. Ben Colagiovanni, I know you're still in school, but anything coming up you'd like to mention?
I guess in terms of my work being played, we have something called the Student Composers Recital And that's on Monday, April 27th at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if we're going to live stream that or not, but I'll have a movement of a string quartet on that. And that's really cool because it's an opportunity for all of us as students to have our work played for our peers. But otherwise, it's just about finishing the semester at this point, so that's going to be my primary focus.
And Bill Lackey, any last words about the event or about the New Music Initiative in general?
Yeah, we're very thankful to the Thankful Charitable Foundation. We have so many amazing things going on. I invite people to go to mizzounewmusic.missouri.edu. Once again, mizzounewmusic.missouri.edu, and check out our array of programs. There's so many amazing things going on. Please come and visit us.
Bill and Ben have joined us from Columbia, Missouri, and Stephanie Berg's been here in the studio. Thank you all, and have a great event on April the 18th.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Softball for the Blind. This is St. Louis Public Radio.